Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Alexis Levi. Welcome to Sports 101. It's been a while, and I haven't talked to my fans out there, the people that have been following and supporting me for years. And, you know, we're going to get started back again. We've been producing a magazine called ProBallerMagazine.com. Go to www.ProBallerMag.com. You'll see all the articles and great people we've been speaking to, from boxers to MMA to basketball to football. I mean, we've been really doing it big for the last couple of months. And now that particular piece of our work is going to be transferring over into a hard copy magazine. So the exciting thing for me is today I'm bringing you one of the feature articles that we did in the magazine. And the reason why I'm bringing that is because so many people have been asking me, what does it take to be a good college player? What does it take to transition from being college to going pro, whether it's NBA or overseas? So I wanted to bring this to you today. You know, the awesome thing about, you know, college is it's an avenue for you to build and work and get your skills up to where they need to be. And the great thing is that these people that we've picked, the top 25, have done that. We call it our top 25 college players of the 2015 season for Pro Baller Magazine. And the awesome thing is that we are looking at doing some awesome things coming into the future. The NBA top 25 is coming up. The pro women is coming up. You know, the awesome thing is that we are bringing it to you. So we hope you stick with us. We hope you love what we're doing here at Sports 101 and also Pro Baller Magazine. Now let's get started. So the factors for our decision, and people ask, what is it that makes, you know, Jahlil Okafor, which is the number one draft pick, what makes him get the attention that he's getting? Is it Duke? Is it the fact he's really good? Is the fact that he was an All-American, the fact that he was McDonald's All-American? What is it actually? Well, when you look at what we're doing at Pro Baller, we look at all those things, and all those things are important. But, you know, at each stage of your career of your basketball player, it goes from high school to, you know, to being, you know, great in high school to being great in college, whether you go to a junior college or go straight to Division I, or it's going on to your pro career, whether you're going overseas or whether you're going to the NBA or are you going to play for the D League. So for us, we look at several things, and I want to explain this before bringing actually the people that we've chosen. We chose points. We chose rebounds. We chose assists. We look at their shooting percentage. We look at their free throw percentage. We look at the fact that, you know, do they have any national rankings? And for those of you that may not know what national rankings are, is even though a player does good in their league, such as the, you know, the ACC, the SEC, the Pac-12, the Summit League, they do well in their leagues, but they're only being compared to those people that they're playing against. In the NCAA, however, everybody's compared all at once. It doesn't matter if you went to a small school, a big school, they compare your talents, your scores, and your stats. So what we did was we did the same thing. We said, okay, we want to look at every single league. We want to look at every single stat, and we want to make sure that we know exactly who we think are the best. We looked at national rankings. We looked at, you know, all the people that are heard from, you know, ESPN to SportsCenter and things like that nature. We looked at each of those players, and we also looked at the players that weren't getting as much publicity, because at the end of the day, the ones who are the top are the ones who get top rankings on the NCAA board, and a lot of those players never get heard from. You don't hear about them unless you are a basketball enthusiast or a person that's always looking at, you know, what people are doing on the basketball court. So we looked at all these stats, and that's how we came up with our top 25. Now, Pro Baller is all about the stats, as I'm talking about. We base nothing on friendships. We base nothing on publications. We base nothing on the news sources that report on everybody. We look at the apples and oranges, which is the stat board. Now, how much a player assisted their team to a successful season is also something we look at. We look at, is the coaching staff an excellent coaching staff? Is the coaching staff a new coaching staff? Are the head coaches rookies, or are they seasoned coaches? We look at, are the players seasoned? Are they seasoned with the team that they're with, or are they new to the team? And if they're new to the team, what type of things did they provide for that team during this year? Now, what that actually does is it identifies a great player. Now, I'd done a lot of recruiting in my days. As you know, I was the general manager and CEO of the Las Vegas Stars, which was the International Basketball League. And one of the things that I loved to do was recruit athletes, because I think sometimes even our pro teams, look at athletes and they think, okay, this athlete will provide this one thing. What I often did when I recruited is I looked at a well-rounded athlete, someone that can bring more than one thing, especially if I'm going to be paying for them. And as you know, in the NBA and overseas, they get paid pretty well. So if you're going to pay for a player to bring 20 points a game, you want to look at, is he bringing 20 points? Is he bringing how many assists? Is he bringing rebounds? Is he, what's his free throw percentage? Has he played all the games? Has he had any injuries? All those things come into play, especially from a general manager perspective. So when I did the top 25 list with our committee, we looked at all those things. We looked at it a little bit more in depth even than I think some of the analysts out there that are looking at specific things. Because when you're an analyst, you look at things from one way, but if you've never been the person that's paying the bills and being the GM and having to compensate these players for what they're giving each and every day of the game, I think you make different choices. And I think that's why this list is so strong. Now, one of the things that I want to do is I want to start with the list. I want to name the list first, and then I want to tell you why they were chosen. Okay? So our top 25 college players for a pro baller are Tyler Haws of BYU. He's a guard there. He had 9 national rankings and 5 league titles. The second person is Kyle Collingsworth, the BYU. He was a guard, and he has 13 national rankings and 2 league titles. The third person was Rico Gathers. He went to Baylor. He's a center, and he has 7 national rankings and 5 league titles. And, of course, everyone knows this name. Number 4 was Jahlil Okafor for us, and he went to Duke, and he's a center. He has 11 national rankings and 3 league titles this season. He also is the first-round draft pick. Number 5 was Frank Kaminsky, which you've probably been seeing national commercials with Mr. Kaminsky. He went to Wisconsin, and he, as a center, has 8 national rankings and 2 league titles. Next was Brad Waldo, St. Mary's. For those of you that know that I'm from the Bay Area, I was happy to see that St. Mary's was on my list. He's a center, and it's 14 national rankings and 6 league titles. And next, Tyler Larson, South Dakota, the Summit League. He was point guard, shooting guard, 14 national rankings and 4 league titles. Number 8 was Lawrence Alexander, North Dakota, Summit League. Guard, 13 national rankings, 10 league titles. He was also the number one player in the Summit League. Number 9, most of you will know this name, Tyus Jones, went to Duke. Duke won the championship, the national championship this year. And he's a guard, 9 national rankings, but no league titles at that time. Okay, but they did win the championship, so I think that gives him 2 thumbs up. Kevin Pangos, number 10, he's over at Duke as well. Guard, 8 national rankings and 1 league title. And 11, a lot of people talk about these next two people, Willie Cauley-Stein, Kentucky, center, 7 national rankings and no league titles. 12, Carl Anthony Towns, also from Kentucky. He's a center, 6 national rankings, no league title. And Stanford, Tayshaun Randall, a lot of people talked about him this season. He's a guard, 16 national rankings and 1 league title. Number 14 was Stanley Johnson, Arizona. He's a small forward, 9 national rankings and no league title. 16 on our list was a gentleman by the name of Perry Ellis, who you probably recognize from Kansas. He's a guard, 11 national rankings and 1 league title. Number 17, Jameel Warney, Stony Brook, which is not a school we often hear about, but let's face it, he did really good. He was nationally ranked. He had 12 national rankings. He's a center and 11 league titles. That gives him a reason for being on our list, even though he didn't go to a big school. Number 18, Tyrone Wallace. He's from Cal Berkeley, California. He's a guard in 14 national rankings and one league title for him as well. 19, Osman Dwame from Quinnipiac, which is a school that seems to always slip into the league NCAA rankings, but not widely talked about. He's a forward, 10 national rankings, 7 league titles. Number 20, Khalil Felder. Also not a very large school. Oakland is the name of the school. Guard is his position. 16 national rankings, 7 league titles. 21 went to D'Angelo Russell. Some of you might have heard of him because he's at Ohio State. Point guard, shooting guard, 21 national rankings, 4 league titles. 22 was Joseph Young, Oregon. Guard, 14 national rankings and 9 league titles. 23, A.J. West, Nevada. Let's give Nevada a thumbs up. Power forward, 9 national rankings, 4 league titles. 24 was Bryce Johnson, North Carolina, slipped into our rankings. Power forward, 9 national rankings and no league titles. And lastly, 25, Jacob Polity, Utah, 7 national rankings and no league titles. Now, the awesome thing about this list is, as you see, we didn't only give you what we felt were the schools that you already had heard about 100 times. You already knew that they had the best recruiting, ACC and SEC. But we wanted to give you a little more bird's eye view of what is available all around the states, who the top people were, who really contributed to their team, who really contributed to the stat list, who made the national rankings, who made their league titles. I mean, I think that's really what it's all about. And so many times we get caught up in the pre-college statistics that when they get in college, unfortunately, the statistics aren't as great as they should be, but the reporters keep talking, the newspapers keep covering, and they keep forcing or pushing the fact that these are the best of the best. And for me, as the analyst and the CEO of Pro Baller Magazine, as well as Sports 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, I wanted to give you more. I wanted to dig a little deeper for you. I wanted to give you stats that were just phenomenal that you could actually look at, respect, and want to see this athlete going further. And so the exciting thing for me is that I just want to make sure that you understand who we feel the top or the top are. Now, we're just going to talk about a few of these players on this particular show. And the exciting thing is that, you know, like I said, we look at stats. We look at who everybody's talking about, but we also look at the stats. And one of the things that I wanted to, you know, definitely speak to you about is our number one pick, which is Tyler Haws. You know, Tyler Haws really had a great season, and not many people talked about him. You know, I saw, you know, the stat list. I saw a lot of things that were out there that were related to, you know, what was going on, but not many people mentioned him. And once again, he's the gentleman that was number one on our list with 9 national rankings and 5 league titles from BYU. Now, I especially like this player. This player, to me, consistently delivered every, when I say every, I mean every game. And so many of them didn't, so that's why I wanted to put him first. He's 6'5", he's 23 years old. This particular player, like I said, I want to give you his stats so you can definitely, you know, see them as well. Now, Tyler is number 3 on BYU. His average was 21.9 points per game. Now, the reason why he made it to our top of our list is that he was named to the Wooden Award late season top 20. He was on the Namesmith Trophy men's midseason top 30. He was second in the NCAA in scoring, 22.3 points per game, and he had double figures 26 out of 27 games. Talk about consistency. And the reason why I'm talking about him is because everybody talks about all the other players, but they don't say these same things. They win awards, yes. I do understand that. But when it comes down to choosing as these players step up to the pros, I would say Tyler Hawes gets my vote for being a consistent player, being able to deliver under crunch times, and being able to deliver consecutively and consistently every time. And so I wanted to definitely put him as the number one, and we speak about him often. Number two, let's look at number two. Now, number two, Kyle Collingsworth is another favorite of mine, also went to the same school. You know, BYU had a good season this year. They just didn't make it all the way to the top, but they had a good season this year. So we put Kyle Collingsworth on top as well. One of the things that you need to know about him is his tenacity. He's 6'6". He's 23 years old. He also was a BYU person, but he got all WCC team 2013 to 2015. His NCAA single season record was, he was the one who had the most triple doubles. And for those of you that are listening that may not know what a triple double means, you've got double figures for your points, your assists, and your rebounds. And so he did a terrific job there. He tied for the NCAA career record, which was triple-doubles, six as well. And he also had 13 national rankings, five league titles. I would say definitely that puts him at a point where we think he's one of our best on Pro Ballers Top 25. Okay. The next one that we're going to talk about real quickly here as Rico Gathers. Rico Gathers went to Baylor. I wanted to not only talk about guards, because so many people talk about guards, but they don't talk about our big men. So Rico Gathers really was smashing it this year. He actually was doing more than, you know, a lot that are being talked about. But unfortunately, they just didn't talk about him very much. So we here at Pro Baller are going to talk about him, give him a few kudos for his hard work this year, and let you know what his stats were as well. He's number two on Baylor. And he was named to the first all-team, all Big 12. He was named also Big 12 all-defensive team. He had 11 double-doubles this season, and he had 34 games. So, I mean, give him a thumbs up. He's done really well. He's 21 years old, 6'8", and we look to see him doing great things. I didn't hear if he had put himself in the draft this year, but if he doesn't put himself in the draft, definitely watch out for him in 2016. If he put himself in the draft, definitely look out for him in the NBA, because he's a big guy that can do big things. Now, I'm looking at two people that everybody talks about, and I want to definitely go on to these two. One is Jahlil Okafor. The other is Frank Kaminsky. So we'll go with Jahlil Okafor first. Jahlil Okafor, you know, what more can I say about him? He's the number one draft pick, I believe. I think they finally definitely put him as number one. I know it was kind of going back and forth between him and Mr. Colley-Stein, so I haven't looked in the last day or so if that's changed, but I think he's the first-round draft pick, because I've been seeing national commercials running on television showing him and his father. And so we give him kudos and give him, you know, congrats on a successful season. You know, we look at his system and we look at his height, you know, and we look at how he has developed over the years. We look at how he has definitely put in the work. I think that, you know, definitely he will be a force to be reckoned with as he gets a little older. He's very young. And so, you know, we can look at somebody like, some of the bigger guys out there, you know, Kaminsky and things like that are older, and compare them. But you really can't, because he hasn't had the experience that some of them have had. Even though he's going to the draft, obviously because Duke won, that puts him, you know, high on the roster for the person that's, you know, going to be sought after for the NBA. So one of the things that I would say is obviously he's a Duke Blue Devil. You know, it's almost like when you get on that team, you're automatically going forward in some form or fashion. So we could, you know, we love Coach K, and we keep supporting him, and we keep looking at all the success that he's had, reaching 1,000 games, and, you know, what need we say more, right? But let's look at Jaleel's numbers. Jaleel had 17.3 points per game this season. Of course, they're the champions. He made the consensus first team All-American 2015. He also was the USBWA National Freshman of the Year. Remember, he's only a freshman. The ACC Player of the Year 2015. And he also made the Pete Newell Big Man Award 2015. He had 38 games this season, and he had 11 double-doubles. So that puts him way above the mark. We look forward to seeing him in the NBA in the coming draft. And, you know, I think his name goes without saying. I think the whole world will know his name. Okay. Then we go over to Frank Kaminsky. Frank Kaminsky, I really like this guy. You know, he's very quiet, kind of unassuming. He just gets the job done. And the exciting thing about him is that he actually is 23 years old. He's 6'11". Went to Wisconsin, number 44. 18.8 points per game is nothing to shy away from. That's a good season. National College Player of the Year, 2015. Consensus First Team All-American, 2015. Big Ten Player of the Year, 2015. Two-time First Team All-Big Ten and Big Ten Tournament MVP, 2015. He had 39 games and 14 double-doubles. So we really like him. We like him as a big man. We think he's going to do some major things. And we tell him to just keep getting tough out there so that we can see him in the NBA, hopefully, this coming year. Okay. The next person we've been talking about a little bit is Brad Waldo. Brad Waldo is a major force and will be a major force. I know he's going to the draft as well. I read an article that he had assigned a NBA agent and that he was going to try his best in going to the league. You know, the league has lots of big men, but, you know, he's one. He's young as well, and we look forward to him doing some great things in the years to come. We also are looking at his stats and saying, you know what, he was averaging about 20 a game. He was consecutively putting up numbers. He was consecutively putting up a good, you know, rebounds. He was on the double-double list for rebounds as well. And so we like him. We like what he's doing. We like that. You know, he's feeling comfortable out there. I know mid-season he'd kind of gotten teeth knocked out and some other things were going on, but we really saw him, you know, come into his own and really have a good season. Let me give you his stats here real quickly, and at least that way you'll know, you know, kind of what he did this season as well. Okay. 2 seconds here as we grow. Of course, you know I'm on technology, so technology sometimes takes a second. But anyway, here we go. Mr. Waldo, number 00, 6'10", St. Mary's Gales. He had 19 points per game. He was named the two-time All-West Coast Conference, NABC All-District Selection, 22nd in WCC players, and he had 14 double-doubles out of 31 games this season. So we give him kudos, definitely, for a great season. Big men, I love when big men have great seasons, and they really put in the work that it takes to show their talents, not only to the world, but also to the NBA. And the last player that we're going to talk about today and is number 7. He actually was chosen the best overall player that we saw. And we saw this because we saw all the accolades that he received. We saw all the, you know, points that he made. We saw the recovery that he had to go through because he actually had suffered an injury the first year he was at University of South Dakota. We saw the perseverance from, you know, being one of the best players out there, transferring from Casper College to then becoming the injured his first year, transferring over after his great success at Casper, And then seeing him come back and become the number one rebounder on the team in the league, and the second guard under Kyle Collinsworth to become the NCAA ranked for 11 double-doubles out of 33 games. We think that is phenomenal. And, you know, this story, it's a Hollywood story. It's a TV-made story of perseverance and strength. He's a man of faith, so he loves the Lord. And the exciting thing, when we had an opportunity to interview him, he was so humble. He just wants to play. He just wants to do well. And so we chose him the best overall player that we think you should watch in 2015. And his name is Tyler Larson. Tyler Larson was number 55, University of South Dakota, 14.4 points per game, 7.1 rebounds, 3 assist average, 11 double-doubles, every accolade possible, named to the Summit League first team, number 46 in double-doubles after 33 games, 11 double-doubles. 2014-2015 Player of the Month, he received consecutive awards, and also he was the number one in rebounds for the Summit League. And did I mention he's only 6'3"? The exciting thing for us is that we're excited to bring players out that not everybody knows about, players that are doing their thing, players that are playing top leagues. Tyler received his accolades, not so much in the Summit League as he did when they played Stanford and when they played Creighton. He had 25 points and 10 rebounds. Once again, this is Alexis over at Sports 101, just talking about our top 25 college players of the 2015 season. We thank you for supporting us. We thank you for keeping your eye out for Pro Baller Magazine. Once again, that's www.proballermag.com. To get a hold of us, please give us a call at 702-789-0749. And stay tuned for our next show, which is going to be next Saturday, and we'll be talking about our new list that's coming about on Monday, which is the Pro Baller Top Pro Players of 2015. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you and having you listen to us. Once again, signing off, Alexis Levi, Sports 101.